night, Sunday morning, 5:15:22. I have three prophets cornered this morning. The last one will be more of a teaching, but anyway, the first one is called A Spiritual House. Now, there's some things the Lord shared with me this week that I hadn't heard before, so anyway, I am a spirit. I am not a man. I'm going to stop, wait till he gets through writing, because I want attention. I want focused on this. Okay. I am a spirit. I am not a man. What many have not comprehended is that everything I do is spirit, and it manifests in the natural. Even I said when I came to earth, the words I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Even apostles have had expectations put on them because of the misunderstanding of my ways. Apostles build churches is a term that is used quite often to gauge it if a person is indeed an apostle. They know not what they're really saying. My building starts in the spirit first and then manifests in the natural. This is why Christianity is made up of mostly religious institutions. The apostles are my master builders. Do y'all get what I'm saying? The Spirit's saying? All right, I'm going to read a few scriptures through all of this. 1 Corinthians 3. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. As each year passes, it makes me realize just how much we have missed it as the church. We hadn't been knowing what the heck we've been doing. Any of us. I'm not putting a blame on anybody but myself. 1 Corinthians 3. We've not had an understanding of God and His Word. What Word we have. What if they've made up all of this about the books of the Bible in the under the Vatican? What if they just made it all up? Just about everything they do is a lie. They pulled all they do is shenanigans, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know they've changed things in the translations. We can see that. I can show you Bibles I have that, you know, they change words here and there. And I don't like that. But anyway, just think about that. That's why I was talking about he would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. What do you think this is going on right now? Out of every quarter, there's nothing but lies coming forth. All right. 1 Corinthians 3. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Isn't that the way it is today? Well, I follow prophet so-and-so, or I follow, I'm of the Copeland camp. Well, you know what? We better be of the Jesus camp, because you can't trust nobody nowadays. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. We better be looking to God and what he's saying, not to men. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God, your God's husbandry, your God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. In other words, maybe the foundation was laid, but here comes in somebody else and they start building. Well, there's going to be a day they stand before God and God will say, okay, let's light a match and see what remains. What was of me? The cornerstone. What was of me? If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. He may come out with just clothes on his back. Maybe not that. I don't know. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. What I'm hearing coming out of every sector is just flat foolishness. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Everybody's got an angle, and don't ever forget that. I mean, I'm not talking about I don't have an angle, other than I want you to get this. But I'm talking about whatever they're pushing, they're selling something. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours and ye are Christ and Christ is God's. All right, the apostles are my master builders. Churches are built in the spirit and manifest in the natural. Each spirit is a living stone, a lively stone is what. All right, another set of scriptures, 1 Peter 2. Verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. I'm seeing many truthers out there, the few that I do listen to, that are departing from the faith. They're letting go of Jesus. They're letting go of the word that they once embraced. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See where we're going. Okay, two more. Which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. A structure is just where they are housed. A gathering place, if you will. This is not the church. These lively stones reflect me. I am the head of the church. I am the head of the corner. Once the corner is set, the foundation is laid down and walls raised up. Each of these steps is by the Spirit, not by physical contractors and builders. Many have come and gone in this area. Did they hear from me? Probably. But one thing to remember, hear the command and wait for the plan. All assume when they hear start a church, it is natural and not spiritual. They think, well, we got to go get us a building. I'm thinking a spiritual house. Men are thinking a building. Men build big structures for all to see and say, this is God's house. My house is not mortar, wood, and brick, but lively stones. Here's my house. Okay, we're going to look at some other scriptures. First thing we heard back in 1999, what we heard, what did it put our focus on? A building, a structure, an institution. Revelation 7. See, God, He's the Spirit. He's talking about spiritual matters. Just like David and Saul. David became king, but he didn't live in Saul's house or his palace. No, God raised up in David what he wanted. He replaced Saul. But he didn't live in Saul's kingdom. He didn't live in Saul's house. He didn't live in Saul's palace. Get a hold of that. We need to quit looking so naturally at everything. Hear what the Spirit's saying. Because it's real easy to go and blab it and go do things and then you wish you had kept your mouth shut. See, we got to get the details when God speaks to us about things. Sometimes the Lord, just like it's been over a year about the Lord bringing out the truth about the apostle. So it's been a kind of a slow drip, just slowly but surely the Lord dripping out His plan and what He wants to do. Is that for us to go tell and blab it? No, it's not. He's building. He builds ministries by the Spirit. Just because I go get a building and slap a name on there don't mean nothing. If you hadn't built that spiritual foundation, it's just another religious institution as far as I'm concerned and God's concerned. I'd rather be in the upper room for the rest of my life than to do something like that. Whatever the Lord wants, that's what I want. All right, verse 1 of chapter 7 of Revelation. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the earth should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have called the servants of our God, or sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. I want you to know today, you don't need to be afraid. You are sealed. The Lord revealed that to me. There's only certain bloodlines that are sealed. Bloodlines that aren't tainted. Let that soak in. That's the remnant. Most humanity has been compromised. Some have that other in them. They've infiltrated the whole earth. So that's the next word. You're going to have to hold on to you know what's today. Where did I stop? Saying, hurt not the... Okay. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there was sealed 144,000. And we know this is the 12,000 from each tribe. And then verse 9 says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the light, sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I say that to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm so ready for you to wipe the tears from my eyes. Let's keep going. This is Revelation 14. This is the seal. This is the church. 14. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Well, shoot, we're going to be with him, right? Having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. They've not gone the way of Cain. They've not gone the way of Balaam. The ones that have gone that way are the ones that have done these, what they do. That's what it means, they're virgins. They've not defiled themselves. Go look at Acts whenever they set down the guidelines of what they were to refrain from. It's probably in this word. I think it is. Worshiping idols, eating meat sacrificed to idols, the drinking of blood. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. This be the church. This isn't Israel. There's a new Jew in town. New Jerusalem. 21. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God, and he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Yeah, all things new. All right, 22, verse 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to every man according as his work shall be. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. All right. I want you to focus on being a spiritual house. I am no longer in a box. I came out and I'm not going back in it. Men have gotten it all wrong. They want to put me back in the box. This is what organized religion is. A form of godliness with no power thereof. All right, a few more scriptures. Matthew 27. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and beheld, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and they came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. He's not going back in the box, ever. All right, let's keep going. Acts 7. This is a very important decision here. And the apostles made this decision, or James, the lead apostle, and the others agreed. Acts 7:37. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the living oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and offered sacrifice unto the idols, and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Molech, and the star of your god Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor before and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? All right, Acts 17. Verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither does he worship with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply he might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave unto him, and believed, among which was Dionysus the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. So they're used to worshiping in temples made with hands. Idol worship. This isn't God's way. All right. My house is not a house of competition. My house is where any and all are welcome. My body, my team, it's all for the team, not for the individual. Come out of the Babylonian system. This is Revelation chapter 18. God's making the call for his people to come out of Babylon. 501c3 is Babylon. It's the mark. And after these things, verse 1, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightly with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. I've been hearing people that kind of give news updates. The church is going to be the most disappointed when all those books come out and all this stuff happens. They're going to find out all these things that they've been taught all their life are not true. I don't know that I believe that. I believe just the opposite. It's you dumbos. That all the crap you have believed is all a scam. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. It's become the habitation of devils. Whew. And the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. He's talking about the world religious system right here. It's not a woman. It's a religious system. The whore. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Just remember, judgment begins in the house of God first. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and I see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Didn't we just read something in Matthew about that? About your works being burned up? All right. There were many years that you did not understand this and was actually embarrassed to tell anybody about what I was doing in your life because you knew they would not understand. Now you can rejoice and be glad that I led you this way. This is my way. I, the king of the world, was born in a stable. It wasn't for a show, but for a body. Just as my beginnings was humble, so were the early days of my church. There are no top dogs, but a body working together as a team. All right, Acts 2:46. Let's start with 44. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Lord's already talked to us about home churches, that he's try to re-implement back into the church through the home church program what he wants, more so than just a big institution with somebody leading the show. All right, Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. This has never been about building a ministry, but building my house. I'm doing it my way. I am the way. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw the broadcast this morning, but it was excellent. See, this is building a spiritual house. I may never see any of these people. But is it building a spiritual house? Are we laying down foundation and doctrine? Bringing forth what's been a fallacy and what we've been taught wrongly all these years in the religious system? Yeah, absolutely. All right. It's always by His Spirit. Romans chapter 2, 28 and 29. So many Christians have been deceived in the Jew thing. The Jews were probably most likely to extinct. They don't even know if there's any true Jews from Jewish bloodline even left. The Phoenicians took them out, or now the Khazarian Mafia. What do you think Ukraine's all about? That's Khazaria. That's the home base of these Jews that say they are Jews and are not. And see, the church has bought into it. Oh, let's help Ukraine, send our money to Ukraine. You might as well be sending it to the devil, not the people of Ukraine. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So the church has been sold a bill of goods concerning these areas. And I do believe they did that on purpose. To protect their rear ends. Oh, you don't touch the Jews. Don't touch this. Don't touch that. Yeah, the real Jews. The real Jews, if there's any left, if they left any of them alive. All right. I hope you are getting this. I have called and separated you to be my apostles and prophets. You do not have to answer to anyone but me about this. I'm talking about the call. No one can disqualify the ones I have called. From the moment you started to teach in your home, you began. Whether you realize it or not, you've been laying down foundation and doctrine. The reason the first bunch didn't like it was because they wanted the box. No. They wanted him and Brother Hagin. They didn't want to hear all food's clean. They didn't want to hear the truth. And that's nothing against you, you understand? I wept over Jerusalem because I could not get the spiritual leaders at that time out of that box mentality. Because he said himself, tear down this temple and I'll raise it in 3 days. He was coming out of the box and he was going to be the head over his body, a spiritual house. Continue to obey what I ask of you, for you do not answer to those in the box. For years I thought I had to, and that's why I made so many mistakes. Thought I had to have their approval, had to have them raise me up and ordain me and stuff. No, that's not God's way. Your training has been my way of training, not the seminary way, you dead men's bones. I wanted you Holy Ghost trained and those with you and those that listen to you via television are becoming Holy Ghost trained. I didn't want some clone, but I wanted someone that would listen to my voice alone. Walk in the Spirit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now you know why there is no power for the most part in traditional churches. They hole up in their pretty buildings and entertain to get the fish into their net. This is not how I meant it to be. I meant for men to go where the fish are. They hold to their traditions, thus nullifying the Word of God, the head of the church. These organized institutions are coming down. They are not mine. They do not hear my voice. I'm calling my people to come out of Babylon. I'm taking my spiritual whip and driving them out. They will come out with their lights shining. Driving them out of the houses of merchandising, a den of thieves, big building, big salary, lots of perks. That's what they want, and this is all that they will get. They're going to get a whooping. A whooping! Rejoice that I have brought you out of the mainstream to flow with my spirit. You and your team will help the exiles coming out of Egypt. I see the spiritual works that you've done for me, and I will reward you for it. All right, Matthew 25. I'm just sitting out on my chair watching the birds and writing this stuff. Danny saw me. I'm walking around out there with my tablet. All right, 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. And he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid, and went, and hid the talent into the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it to him which hath 10 talents, for every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, that men would wait and get the details before, in the flesh, plunging ahead. So many are going to lose their rewards. Wait upon me and get all clear. Get the details before moving ahead. Many will be shocked that spent all their lives in the ministry. I will ask him, what have you done with what I told you to do? They will say, like Saul, when confronted by Samuel, but I have obeyed the Lord. Consider David and Saul. David did it my way. Saul did it his way. As you've been accustomed, hear my voice, but get the details before moving ahead. I will build what I have begun in you. I will navigate you through it all. Got a few scriptures, then we'll be done with this one. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. All right, John 10. So I started out with, we got to watch. If you're, you know, watching stuff, be careful who you watch. It's getting worse and worse. Yeah. John 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. In other words, they're not doing it God's way. There's only one way in, God's way. I don't care if you come out here and the Lord said build a church. You just in your flesh make decisions and do stuff. People that, you know, they don't know how to follow the Spirit. Or they've been taught in seminary, well, you need to, you know, do these certain things. And they're doing what the seminary taught them to do, but they're not following God. They're not listening to God. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He's the door. Jesus is the door. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not before to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Right here, he lays down his life for the sheep. One more, Revelation 13. We're going to give you a good example of it right here. Verse 11 of chapter 13. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, who had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised the power of the first beast, which is the Antichrist beast, the red system, the red beast, before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. I'm not going to go into all that, but the point is, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. Parading is one thing, and they are not. All right.